Blog Talk Radio.
There's only one day of the week I can chill, 'cause six out of seven gotta get that dollar bill. Getting my grind on, making sure I'm stacking. Thief to high priest, I could never be slacking. But everybody need at least one day. You can play like BK and just have it your way. So hold the work and the stress, because I'm taking a break. Today I need to feel the cool breeze down at the lake. No time like the present, so it's time to get clean, 'cause I'm a stone cold Midwest pimp machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. Sipping on some pomegranate juice, no Henny. Fresh from the shower, feeling like a million. Now it's time for killing. Like I said before, there was only one day, and you can best believe that I'm chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, that's the only day for me where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. And I'm just chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend, because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
Before you know it, man, this day will be over. So I'm feeling high even though I'm straight sober. I can't let nothing break my stride, so I call up my homies, now let's take a little ride. Everybody's cooling, the sun is shining. Perfect kind of day for some freestyle rhyming. My friends sipping on their favorite drink, others getting smoked out till they can't think. Me, I'm just observing, I've been there, done that. But if you enjoy yourself, well then run that. My boy gotta come back for every joke. Can't stop laughing, man, it's me and my folks. No time to provoke, ain't starting no beef, 'cause the time I get to chill is just too damn brief. And like I said, for me, there is only one day, and you can best believe that I'm chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, it's the only day for me where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. Chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend, because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
6 o'clock, time to hit the barbecue, stomach on growl, so you know what I gotta do. Everybody say I got culinary skills, after that they asking me to get on the wheels. Hold up, first of all, I gotta have a few plates. All the homies telling me the food tastes great. Man, this potato salad straight on hit. Won't be none left, no, not one bit. Alright y'all, I guess it's time to get the music flowing. Ladies wanna dance, that's something I'm already knowing. I got some old school jams and some cuts, make them start moving them big old butts. This is so much fun, laid back and so tight, makes me kinda sad to have to call it a night. 'Cause like I said, for me, there is only one day, and you can best believe that I was chilling on a Sunday.
Chilling on a Sunday, it's the only day for me where I can take some time to relax and set my mind free. Chilling on a Sunday with my dog and my best friend, because before you know it, it's time to work once again.
Sunday chilling, ain't nothing like it. Wake up, have that coffee, go online, see what's up with all your internet folks, you know what I'm saying? Later on, gotta call the homies. And don't forget about hitting the mall with your man or your lady. Spend a little paper. Enjoy the day, make the most of it. 'Cause when you lay your head down and that alarm clock goes off in the morning, it's a whole new week. Time to get back to work and make that paper.
Good evening, Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the realest, most authentic shows that is found on your World Wide Web on Blog Talk Radio. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? Happy Sunday to you. Happy Labor Day weekend to you. Hey, starting off the top of the show, it's the sounds of yours truly. And what are we doing? Just chilling on a Sunday, man. You know what I'm saying? Had to bless you with a little bit of that laid-back flavor. That's kind of a tribute to, like, DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? Some of that 1995 Safe and Sound, Rob Bacon guitar-flavored just madness, that summer madness as we wind down to summertime, chilling out on a holiday weekend, as I said, just kicking off a little bit of flavor there. right there for you. You can find that on the SoundCloud, so make sure to check that out. Joining me tonight, Tahira is calling in from Las Vegas. It's going to be a great show. She's an artist producer. She's kind of blown me away with some of her material. Good singer and great beats. I've really enjoyed listening to her music and her production. So she's waiting on the line patiently. She's going to be joining us very soon. Just keeping you up to date, man. Just chilling this weekend. I'm glad to have tomorrow off. Got a paid holiday. You know what I'm saying? When you work for a living, you can actually enjoy the perks of having some time off, getting paid for it, looking forward to an extra day. And I work 6 days a week, so this is a week where I actually get 2 days off. Oh, my God. Like, it's unbelievable. I'm going to get spoiled here. And the good thing about getting that Monday off is that it makes the next week shorter. So got to love that. So, you know, just been chilling, watching some movies online. Yesterday, I had the urge to check out a good classic from 1997, Jackie Brown, one of my favorite movies. Check that out again. Thing for me, when I haven't watched movies for a few years, when I go back to it, it's almost like watching it fresh for the first time. You catch things that you didn't see. And then today, I got to say that just for the hell of it, I was thinking to myself, it would be really cool if there was a prequel to Jackie Brown. I didn't even know there was one out there. So I Googled Jackie Brown prequel, and sure as shit, there's this movie called Life of Crime that I checked out. They had Mos Def playing Ordell Roby and some other actors in there. Quentin Tarantino wasn't involved with it. And I have to say that I was just kind of disappointed. Wasn't a lot of action. It was all right. I give it 4 out of 10 stars. You might want to check it out if you're real bored, but don't expect the magic. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was pretty, it was decent. It was a decent watch. Nothing too extraordinary. In entertainment news tonight, I do want to let you know that DJ Premier is planning to develop a gangstar biopic. This should be interesting. Fresh off the success of the acclaimed NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton, legendary producer DJ Premier takes a cue from his friends on the West Coast with news of his plan to develop a gangstar biopic. The proposed flick is being planned by Primo and the sister of his partner in rhyme, the late MC Keith Guru Imam. Concerned most with authenticity and accurate storytelling, Primo expects the story to take some time to plan and produce. He offered his thoughts about the impending production process in a recent chat with Rolling Stone. It took over 20 years to do NWA, and Dre told me I wanted to do it because I didn't want anyone to mess with what NWA stood for in the movie and not have it weaken our legacy. And it's the same thing with Gangstar. Continuing, Primo noted, all the crazy stuff we did that a lot of people didn't know about has to be included in order for it to be authentic. Premier says, I lived with Guru. I knew him well and know the stuff he really went through. All the wild groupie parties, all the shootings, everything. We went through crazy, crazy shit, and in order for it to be as authentic as Straight Outta Compton, it pretty much has to be like that. We went through a wild, wild journey. So again, that's another one of my favorite groups, Gangstar, man. They make some incredible music. So, you know, looking forward to that. Again, calling in, Tahira is on the line. We've got a couple of callers here. Good evening, you're in tune to TDR Radio.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, how are you guys?
I'm good. Who's on the line with me this evening?
It's Tahira with me.
Well, what's good with it now?
Nothing much. I just want to hear her on the radio.
Fantastic. So am I speaking to Tahira or am I speaking to one of her followers?
One of her followers.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for calling in. Listen up, we're gonna get her on the line right now. Thanks for calling in. Please hold tight.
Hello.
What's the business?
This is Tahira. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I am awesome. I cannot complain.
Thanks for being here tonight. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you being part of the show. And been looking forward to meeting you, at least in this format. So.
I appreciate it as well. I see you as one of my biggest fans, so we greatly appreciate it. Thanks for all the love.
It's all good. You know, as indie artists, all we got is us. You know, I mean, all we really got is us. So if we can't look out for each other and help each other out, then, you know, we might as well just be singing in our living room by ourselves, you know, singing or rapping, just which makes absolutely no sense. So you're very welcome. You got people calling in. That's great. I know you got some people that are going to be checking out the show. So for all of my friends out there, all of my followers that are unfamiliar with your artistry, please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tahira. That is Tahira Songbird. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois, moving to Houston, Texas at 15 years old, excuse me, by way of Las Vegas, Nevada. A little bit about my history in music. It started in church, of course, as a little girl. I'm very grateful for it starting there because that's what kept me true to my music. However, and whatever comes out, you know, just know that that's something that I've actually been through. So I'm back here in Vegas, just got my band back together, and I'm working on some new material in the studio. So I would definitely keep you guys posted.
That sounds good. You're working with a live band?
Yes. We were together previously here in Vegas in 2007. Since I've been back, we just got back together, so we're going to do this again.
Love to hear it. I would love to actually see if you get a chance to maybe make some video clips, post some video footage. I'd be very interested in seeing some of that.
Absolutely. You'd be the first to get it.
You know, I think that's, in my personal opinion, I think that is something that is totally lacking and missing in today's musical environment is the active presence of live musicians. You know, I mean, that's where it all came from. You know, when back in the day you had live instrumentation. I'm a big funk music fan, so basically you couldn't, you know, the day, you know, today it's people just performing to tracks or maybe just like a keyboard or something like that, but to see a musician with a live band and you get the whole package, to me, I mean, that's a show in my opinion.
Thank you so much. And absolutely, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's another reason why I got the band back together, because of the live instruments. You know, you just get the full experience. And the type of music that I do is coming from the soul. So, you know, I was raised in Chicago, and I went to a, you know, performing arts school, which I'm so grateful I did, because across the board, you know, especially if the talent is there naturally, it just enhanced it. And I'm so grateful, you know, from where I come from and, you know, the gifts that, and talents that I have. I just want to share it with the world.
That's awesome. Yeah, like I said, just on a personal note, some of my favorite performances have been with live musicians, and you know, I started way back in the day. I mean, I was a jazz drummer in junior high, so I started off as, you know, I probably would not be too good today. I still play some mean kinds of, you know what I'm saying? I'll get down on some kinds.
Hey, I like
some
of my tracks.
Hey,
I
that's what's
that
up. And you know, the very first beat I made was on a podium in school. You know, I always had to pound out the drum beats like on the lunch table. I mean, that's just, you know, that's going back to the essence, basically.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Right. Kids don't know about that. They just break out their tablet and, you know, go to beats.com or something. You know what I'm saying?
Put in real work, you know?
Right. Exactly. So let's focusing on your, like, singing aspect, like, who are some singers, who are some vocalists that influence you to do your thing, basically?
I love a lot of neo artists, Erykah Badu, Jasmine Sullivan, a lot of, you know, now current artists, Jhené Aiko, Jagged Edge have influenced me, especially H-Town, personally, because Dino O'Connor, the leader of H-Town, he really, really, you know, took his time and just taught me, you know, the form and style of singing from the heart and soul, you know, from your diaphragm. So moving to Houston definitely was an iconic period and time in my life when it comes to music. And so, you know, those are a few artists, you know, the type of music that I like and sing, because it has to be heartfelt. It has to be from the soul, you know?
That's what's up. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Again, appreciate you being here. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. Think the High Priest, and Tahira is here with us. We're going to check out one of her songs right now. Don't go nowhere. Stay put. This is No Games. We'll be right back. Radio, we are back. Your host, Thief the High Priest in the building, the sounds of Tahira. And don't play no games, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're an artist. Come with some real music, like the young lady just put down. Ha ha ha. Beautiful, beautiful. Sounding good. I like how that's going
down.
Nice song you got.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I want to let you know that vocally, it reminds me a little bit of like a Mary J, like a little bit of Mary J. Blige. I hear like a little bit of Mary J. in there. Like the music sounds like more rhythmic than something she would do, but it kind of sounds like, you know, if you don't mind the comparison.
Not a problem at all. It's an honor. That's my girl, Mary J. Yes, sir.
You know, once again, coming from that school of real music, you know, I'm back from that era of like, you know, real life and just real music that was really influenced back in the 90s. Again, this is something that seems to be missing from the modern scene, just people that doing heartfelt music and doing something with a message and something that's actually reaching out to people and touching people versus just branding and brand name and just, you know, partying and just everything, you know, again, personal opinion, but that's kind of how I feel about the current music scene.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like you know, that we're probably, it seems like we're the last real artist, you know, that wants to put out, and that's putting out something real, heartfelt, and, you know, something that people actually go through or have been through. You know, nowadays it's about sex, drugs, gang, bang, bang. You know, so I definitely agree with that. You know, I'm not hating them, because a lot of the music nowadays I like, especially the beat to it. But the message I don't so much agree with.
That's what it is. You know, it's like, you know, they've kind of just gotten, it's more, I was talking to my guest that I had last night, and it just seems that, you know, as the music world just progresses, and as time goes on, people's attention span becomes shorter and shorter, and it just, you know, they just, you know, people just focus on, like, a catchy hook or a catchy beat, catchy chorus, you know, and just, if it's really gotten away from, like I said, just the message and something that's impactful, and, you know, a lot of the older artists, they say, you know, it's good. The music has got to change. Obviously, things got to evolve, and things can never stay the same. But just back in the day, there was more of a balance, that we had party tunes, and, you know, we had the, you know, we used to wild out, but used to have a balance of people that would come back. And the same people that were wilding out, they would have, like, messages in their music, at least occasionally as well. You know, I think
right.
That's just so.
Well, that's,
you know,
why it's a... I'm sorry, that's why it's up to us, you know, to continue to put that out there. You know, let's keep it alive and, you know, bring it back. You know, it's pretty much, I see it as being our job, my job especially. You know,
well,
it's
doing a fantastic, you're holding it down. You're holding it down without a problem. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, is that a song, did you produce that song?
Actually, no. That song is featuring McAnthony Kennedy. He produced it. I co-produced it. Put the vocals in there. Mixed it, mastered it. You know, so we worked on that together. McAnthony Kennedy of Sound Music. Yeah.
Obviously, a great collaborative effort there. I wanted to touch on your production. Like I said, I had been blown away by some of the things that I have heard, you know, recently and previously as well. That's one of the main things that kind of, you know, again, you're a great singer, but just, you know, just, again, very respectfully and no offense, this is, to me, it's uncommon for women to be hip-hop producers or to be, you know, you at least don't find it as often as, like, male producers. So that just kind of, it puts you in the forefront. It makes you stand out to me. And plus, you're very good at it. So how did you get into producing?
Oh, why, thank you. I'm glad you asked me that. About 2 years ago, I just got to the point to where I just got tired of waiting to go into the studio and wait for other people to do my music. And I got so frustrated, so I was like, let me start looking for something. So I found this software called Mixcraft. I pretty much taught myself how to produce, put the music together, you know, the levels, all of that. And it was kind of frustrating, but I kept at it, and my creations are on SoundCloud. I think my music is different, but it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's in the genre, because I just create what I feel. You know, that's, if it sounds good and I feel it, then that's what it is.
That's a true artist. You know, someone who's creating from, you know, creating from a creative standpoint, not, you know, out just being outside of the box, not trying to focus on doing any one thing. And, you know, I always just, you know, just being that I am a not-for-profit artist, I stopped trying to really, I don't try to make money at my music. I just kind of, I didn't give up, but I'm just, I've taken all the stress off of myself by just doing it for the love. Again, that's just a personal thing that I do. And, you know, I can do any kind of music I want. You know, I don't have to worry about if this doesn't sell, is our young people going to like this? Is, you know, I don't have to worry about catering to any one group, any specific group that's out there. And that's just, you know, that's brought me a lot of freedom. So, you know, again, obviously, everyone has their own agenda of why they're doing music and what they're doing. But just, you know, at the very least, if, you know, you're doing it, again, from the heart and you're just putting out what you feel, it just says a lot about your musical integrity. And that's something that, especially by me and TDR Radio, we truly appreciate that. And that's probably one of the main reasons why you're here tonight also.
Thank you so much, Mr. David. I appreciate you as well. This is a blessing. You don't even understand. I agree with you. I lost that disposition a long time ago about what people like or what they don't like. If I like it and I put it out there, I'm just going to trust my dopeness on this one, okay?
I love it, you know, because and plus my musical taste varies. You know, I'm all over the place. You know, I always tell the story. I started out being a Kiss fan and went from Kiss to Ozzy to Led Zeppelin to listening to Rick James to the Gap Band to Run DMC to the Fat Boys to Ice-T to just, you know, it's been a wild roller coaster ride. So I like some reggae, you know. I mean, there is a very limited amount of country. There's some country that I would listen to. Am I a fan? No. But, you know, I've heard a couple country songs that I like. So I just, you know, my influences, my musical influences and the way that I do music are really a hodgepodge, a huge musical melting pot of everything that I've enjoyed, you know, just coming up as a child, as a young adult, and now as a middle-aged adult, and it makes it more enjoyable for me. You know, I'm doing this. The main reason I do this is because I enjoy music, and I make music that I want to hear, and if other people like it, that's great. And, you know, again, I just, as always, you can't please all the people all the time, but if you're making yourself happy, to me, that's the main, it's a form of expression. That's why I do it, and, you know, That's just I will always be my focal point of doing music. So tell us, what do you have planned for the rest of 2015 and going into the new year?
I'm going to keep just working with the band and, you know, get it together. We're going to start doing shows here within the next couple of weeks. Continue to actually come out with a single and just continue to, you know, record the album and bring 2016 in with a bang. That's what we plan on doing.
Sounds good. Well, again, I truly appreciate you being here. It's been good. It's been good to get to know you, and it's been great listening to some of your music. And, hey, I just, you know what I'm saying, what's up? Can I get a beat? How can a player get a beat? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you can get a couple of them.
Looking forward to it. So, hey, look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. Thief the High Priest. Produced by Tahira, coming soon. You heard it here first on TDR Radio. We're going to be out of here tonight with one more track. This is called Check You. You've been tuned in to TDR Radio, my special guest Tahira. We've had a lot of fun, and I appreciate all the listeners out there pushing those 100 episodes, pushing those 5,000 listens, and pushing 5,000 profile views. Independent and doing things. That's how we get down. Imparting, as always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever.
Thank you, everyone.
Do.
Hey, and that song Check You is featuring Prince Lindsey from Money Acts Records. Peace.
You heard it here on TDR Radio. We're out. Don't stop the music.
Oh! That's why I wanted you here.
Yeah, I see you, boy. You're making so much noise. Those women were your play toys. Sadness, you're not full of joy. You don't want to go no more. You must be out your mind. But this ain't the place and time to check you. To check you. How could you do me wrong? How could you play me? Was there all along? You were acting shady. One man's trash is another man's treasure. So much pain and not enough pleasure. You said you love me, but I deserve better. All them rainy days, now it's time for sunny weather. No more lonely nights, I got myself together. You are the weakest link, now he can do it better. Yeah, I see you, boy. You're making so much noise. Those women were your play toys. Sadness, you're not full of joy. You don't want to go no more. You must be out your mind. This ain't the place and time to check you, to check you. After all the things you put me through, I tried to find an ounce of good in you. You made it easy for me to move on. I thought you were the one for me. I gave my heart, my everything. I once was blind, now I can see that you and me were
were never meant to be.
Yeah, I see you, boy. You're making so much noise. Those women were your play toys. Sadness, you're not full of joy. You don't want to go no more. You must be out your mind. But this ain't the place and time to check you. To check you.
Jack of all trades, I try to grind it till I paid. I left your home all alone, biggest mistake that I made. Now you got your bags and you walking out the door. You telling me you never ever wanna see me no more. You don't wanna stay, you don't wanna make it work.
Now I'm done trying, I'm through with all the pain and hurt.
It's okay that I couldn't change your mind. I wish you the best, better luck next time.
Yeah, I see you, boy. You're making so much noise. Those women were your play toys. Sadness, you're not full of joy. You don't wanna go no more. You must be out your mind. But this ain't the place and time to check you. To check you.